Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Chukas, we are witness to a sad and poignant moment, the death of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron goes up to the top of the mountain, to Hor HaHar. He goes together with his son Elazar and with Moshe, and Aaron takes off his Bigdei Kahuna and he gives them to his son Elazar. Elazar will now be the Kohen Gadol, and Aaron passes away. And when Moshe is told that Aaron is going to die, the Torah says this, it's Perek Chaf, Pasuk Chaf Dalid, Ye Asef Aharon El Amav. Aaron will be gathered to his people, a very special way to describe death, being gathered to our people. And why? The pasuk continues, Ki lo yavo el haaretz asher nasati livnei Yisrael al asher merisem espi lemei meriva. Aaron will die because he will not enter into Eretz Yisrael, which I have given to Bnei Yisrael, because you rebelled against my words, says Hashem, at Mei Meriva. In other words, since Aaron would not be entering Eretz Yisrael because of his part in the episode at Mei Meriva, where Moshe hit the rock, and therefore Moshe and Aaron were punished by not being allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael, since Aaron was punished for that episode, and since he would not be entering Eretz Yisrael, he was dying now. That's what the Torah said. Aaron will be gathered to his people because Ki lo yavo el haaretz asher nasati livnei Yisrael al asher merisem espi lemei meriva. However, that does not seem to make sense at first glance. If Aaron was not meant to die that day, if his time was not up, so to speak, then why should he die early just because he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael? And if he was indeed meant to die that day, then why did the Torah say that the reason he was dying was because it was decreed that he would not enter Eretz Yisrael? This question is asked by the Sfas Emes, Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter, the third Gerer Rebbe. He died in 1905, and he says this in the Sfas Emes on our Parsha in the year Tuf Resh Lamed Tes, 5639, which was in 1879. The Sfas Emes says that each person is placed on this earth in order to fulfill a certain mission. Hashem decides when we're born, to whom we're born, under what circumstances we're born, into which family we're born, etc., etc. And all this to ensure that we are given the proper tools to fulfill our tafkid, our mission in this world. And each person's time is up, so to speak, when they've completed that mission, when they've corrected everything that they were supposed to correct, and when they've completed all of the mitzvos that they were supposed to perform. Once a person did their job here, once they performed all the mitzvos they were meant to perform, their time is up. And they pass away, they pass on to the next world where their eternal reward awaits them. And that's the reason, says the Sfas Emes, why Moshe and Aaron wanted so badly to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Maseches Sota, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, in the name of Rav Simlai, that Moshe did not yearn to enter into Eretz Yisrael to benefit physically in Israel from the amazing fruit and whatever else physical things go on there. The reason Moshe wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael so badly was because there are so many mitzvos that can only be performed in Eretz Yisrael. There are so many mitzvos atloyas ba'aretz, that can only be performed in Israel, let alone mitzvos related to the Beis HaMikdash and many other mitzvos. All these mitzvos can only be performed in Israel. All Moshe wanted to do was serve Hashem. And if there were mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael that could not be performed elsewhere, then that is where he wanted to be. That's where he needed to be. And that, says the Sfas Emes, explains our pasuk. Aaron as well. All Aaron wanted was to enter Eretz Yisrael like Moshe, and for the same reasons as Moshe, to fulfill more mitzvos. Had Aaron been allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael, he would have lived more. His time on this earth would not have been over. His job here would not have been finished because he still had work to do. He still had mitzvos to perform. However, since he would not be entering Eretz Yisrael, since Ki lo yavo el haaretz asher nasati livnei Yisrael, now that there were a whole slew of mitzvos that he would not be performing, now Aaron's mission was over. And now, Yeyasef Aharon Elamav, Aaron passed away. Have an amazing day, everyone!